What does success look like? Job knew. He'd had it. Some 30-odd chapters ago, he'd been a rich man with a wife and children, the pride of his village, I'm sure, in many ways. And then it all went away. What we have this morning from Job is the beginning of God's speech from the whirlwind. Job has spent chapter after chapter arguing with his friends as they insist that clearly he sinned and thus lost everything in his life. Job has responded that that's simply not possible. He was a righteous man. And as his friends continued not to hear that, he began to insist that God show up, that Job and God get a chance to work out this slight misunderstanding. God shows up, but I'm not sure Job thought it was a successful visit. James and John think they know. Their conversation with Jesus comes directly after last week's lesson about the rich young man who is convinced he's being successful in this kingdom Jesus is talking about and is disappointed. James and John, who have already given up everything, left it all behind to follow Jesus. One of the ways I like to hear this story is that they suddenly get a bright idea. Everything the rich young man couldn't do, we've done. Let's go make sure of it. So they go to Jesus and they ask if they can be successful. When Jesus comes into his glory, they can sit at his right and at his left, be the most important people there. They know what success looks like. And then Jesus answers and tells them that's not his to give. And then everyone else, all of their fellow disciples who have given up just as much as they have to follow Jesus, get wind of this conversation, and it doesn't go over very well, does it? They get angry. And Jesus has to remind them all that that's not what success looks like anymore. When we think about success, I think there are a lot of different answers we give. There's wealth, or if we're being slightly more humble about it, just enough financial security to make sure our families are okay, which is not a bad goal. There's fame, especially if you talk to preteens, this is what they really want, to be famous. And it's an internet world now, so famous is looking different some of the time than it used to. There's being regarded as the most important person in the room, the one with the best title, the one with the highest position in the company. Success can look like a lot of different things. But God comes to Job and says, there is still so much you don't understand. And Jesus looks at James and John, loving them just as much as he loved the rich young man last week who walked away because he did not understand. And Jesus tells James and John that they can have everything they want. They can become just like Jesus, but he can't promise them prominent positions, because that is not what this is about. If you keep reading through the rest of God's speech from the whirlwind to Job, one, it's beautiful, and two, you find that at the end, all Job can really do is say that God is God, and that Job is not God. And at the end of the book, Job, of course, gets everything back that he had lost, because we like happy endings, even before Disney. James and John, after this cryptic encounter with Jesus. It makes more sense now to us than it did to them, and we still struggle with it. They stayed. No promise of prominence, no promise of power. This cryptic reminder that to succeed is to become slave of all, and they stay. Sometimes, most of the time, for a Christian, success is being faithful. In the middle of an absolutely destroyed life, Job was faithful, unhappy, but faithful. James and John, like all of the disciples, like all of us, are struggling to figure out what this faithful life might look like. They think they have an answer, and somewhat predictably, they're wrong. Disciples are good at being wrong when it comes to having the right answer. But they are faithful. There is success hidden in the midst of this story about pride, about misunderstanding, about anger. There is success hidden in the story of Job. He spent 30 chapters insisting that he was righteous, that he was faithful, and that God would sort it all out. He wasn't wrong. He just wasn't quite right either, but he was faithful. Being faithful is harder than being the most powerful person in the room. It's harder than simply working to make sure your family is financially secure. And that one's hard enough. It's harder than being right in all of our arguments and opinions. I say this in the middle of an election season. It's harder, even frequently, than just following Jesus. It's continuing to follow Jesus. It's trusting and hoping and knowing that Jesus loves us and that following Jesus will somehow work itself out, despite all of the sacrifices we make to get there and all of the things we don't understand when we do. Success is being faithful. Amen.